It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Now we're going to talk about a different kind of effort to keep history and culture alive. In this case, it's musical history. The steel guitar is a unique instrument, and its sound is usually associated with country music. Here's the sound you're familiar with. All right, now you know what the steel guitar is. That's from Together Again by Buck Owens. But the instrument, as iconic as it is expensive. It's also difficult to play, and fewer younger musicians are picking it up. But an organization called Jumpstart Academy is trying to change that. And here is just a taste of what the results can sound like. That's the music of Nathan Emerson and his band Twins using steel guitar in a new way. Nathan's going to join us in just a few minutes. And with me right now is Roger Miller. He's a six-string guitar player. He plays steel guitar, and he's one of the founders of Jumpstart Academy. Hello, Roger.
Well, hi, Charity. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. So let's go back in time to when you started Jumpstart Academy. What was it that you saw that made you decide you needed to do something?
Well, the steel guitar people close in this area put together, they decided that with the steel guitar people, the famous people getting and the players getting older and older, we got to have somebody pick it up. We got to have somebody pick up this, and it's got to be the younger folks. So they proceeded to figure out what can we do to design a program that's going to entice the younger generation to hear this. And as we're saying this, we're seeing people come up, people like Robert Randolph and through some of the 70s rock groups, Poco and New Riders of the Purple Sage. They're all coming up with bringing a steel guitar player, and they're featuring the steel guitar player, but a lot of times the people don't have a clue what the instrument really is, and what it does, what it sounds like.
Well, and it is an unusual instrument. I'm going to bring Nathan Emerson into the conversation. We heard a little bit of his music earlier. Nathan, you're also working on a documentary about the steel guitar right now. It's called That Thing, That Sound. What captured your imagination when it came to the steel guitar?
Oh, the steel guitar, just, you can do so much with it. obviously, country music is what I grew up listening to with the steel guitar, but realizing that you can play it in rock and roll. Lately, I've recently found it in jazz music. You can do anything with it. You know, it's an instrument. It's not a genre. So that's what captured me. It was just the difficulty, you know, discovering I could do it. And I had Roger pushing me the entire time. So it's just something, it's like a confidence booster.
Now, when
it's just a passion. It took over my life.
When somebody says steel guitar, of course, the first image that came into my mind, because I didn't know very much about this instrument, was a guitar. And Roger, this doesn't, it comes in a number of different forms, but it doesn't necessarily look like a guitar. Can you describe the instrument for us?
Well, it gets described as a Singer sewing machine. It gets described as a cheese slicer. It gets described as a lot of things because it has a lot of strings. And it comes in many forms where it can lay flat on your lap, or it's got four chrome legs that you can either just walk up to and stand up and play to, just like a podium. Or you can sit down to it and play it with pedals and knee levers and stuff like that. that is just different forms of it. It's just not one guitar, you know.
Well, I want to play a clip from the documentary that you're working on, Nathan, with it has a number of different people reacting and talking about the steel guitar. Let's listen.
As soon as you open the case up, you're like, what is this? It's like, so that scared the life out of me. So, but you just got to punch through. So definitely takes a lot of work. You got to put time in.
It's a combination between everything that's great about instruments. You know, you've got the sustain, you've got a huge range of notes, and it's a really melodic and lyrical group of instruments.
The sound was amazing, you know, and that's what drew me in right away, was that sound was like the sustain. And the biting tone, if you hit it hard, was like, whoa, you know. But then if you used the volume pedal, you could create these like ethereal swells that, you know, didn't necessarily sound like guitar.
It's backing everything up in different tones. And Paul just has this more, he just approaches it like nobody else. I wish that the instrument would spread a little bit more like that and not be this confined to country music.
All right, that is just a clip from the In Progress documentary, That Thing, That Sound, about the steel guitar. And Nathan, the first time you sat down with a steel guitar, what was your reaction?
I was befuddled. I didn't know what to do with it. I had 10 strings. The particular guitar I played with only had 3 foot pedals and 3 knee levers. So I didn't know what they did other than they just changed the strings. You know, some of them pulled the strings, some of them loosened them, some of them did the same different strings that were the same notes, some of them did different strings that were different notes. So I didn't know what to do. However, my first lesson, Roger showed me how to play a couple simple chords, and it opened it up. And I had this big smile on my face, and he tells me, that's just the icing on the cake. That's nothing. You know? So my and get to my story is, my uncle told me that he thought I'd give it back to him, mad he even thought I could play it. So I was set out to prove him wrong. It took him 3 years before he even wanted to see me play, because he thought I'd still be playing Mary Had a Little Lamb on it.
Well,
I had Roger pushing me, luckily.
Nice. And with the Jumpstart Academy, we were talking about it a little bit earlier in northeastern Iowa. So you pick candidates, and then if somebody really wants to learn the steel guitar, you provide a steel guitar and lessons for free for a year, Roger?
Yeah, it's we want this to be a major opportunity for a person to be able to enjoy music. So we do provide all of that. We provide free lessons. Now, it's providing, that's what our program is designed to. If we get into an area where somebody really wants to learn, and the teacher doesn't want to offer free lessons, you know, then we just got to kind of roll with it there. But we do everything we can. We have teachers in Wisconsin. We have teachers all over Wisconsin, Minnesota. We have some in Illinois. We have some in Nebraska.
Wow, so this goes well beyond northeastern Iowa.
It goes way beyond, and by the looks of things in the last couple months, we're getting so much interest from far beyond Iowa because the word is spreading, and with the likes of this documentary, if we can get so many of the younger people are looking at this and they're wondering what's going on. And it's a challenge. It's a huge challenge. And we kind of look for somebody who has somewhat of a music ability and knowledge. And we know that the reason people don't buy and look into this instrument, it's $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, and on top of that, of course, if you're going to take lessons, lessons are an incredible financial investment.
Exactly.
Pardon me, as well. So where does your support come from?
Our support comes from the beautiful people who offer us value guitars. All of our guitars are professional guitars. And what we do is through donations, monetary, or through equipment, we utilize this. We have people donating guitars. Musicians never have more than, guitar players never have more than just one guitar, or no less than one guitar. They
right.
always have several. And sometimes they see the good in this, and they want this instrument to succeed.
Well, and why do you think that is? Why would so many people care so much about having young people pick this instrument up?
Because it's a beautiful instrument, and there's so much we can do with this instrument. It's a huge instrument as far as playing it out and different styles of music, genres. Like Nathan said, it's genres. It's jazz, it's country, it's rock, it's different. You know, it's a different guitar. It's just kind of like walking in and picking up something that somebody hasn't, you know, played before. And you walk in, you sit down, you pick it up, you kind of grow an interest to it. It's a beautiful instrument.
Nathan, tell us a little bit about what it's like to learn this instrument, because it does look really complicated.
It really is, but it isn't. You know, the longer I've played it, getting comfortable behind it is the biggest thing. The first time I have somebody sit down behind it, they look the same way I did. I felt like I was picking up, excuse my language, but I felt like I was picking up a turd. You know, and that's what everybody says, is you have to hold the bar, and you have the finger picks, and then you got 10 strings or 20 strings, and then you got the knee levers and foot pedals. Just discovering a few foot pedals at a time is what works for me. So I guess the cool thing about learning the instrument is playing it in front of people, and people have this emotional response to the instrument. Whether they have a family member that used to play it, or they grew up listening to old country music on their grandpa's radio, and they don't hear the steel guitar anymore on the radio now. It's not on there. So just trying to copy the things that the old timers played and they listened to is great, but making accidents and discovering new things, that's what's really fun for me.
Well, and I was just going to ask you that, because of course you're learning this instrument that has been used in a specific way for so long. I mean, that is the iconic sound of old style country music. So how do you start hearing it in conjunction with a different genre?
Well, there's so much you can do with it. I mean, the instrument started out as a Hawaiian instrument, and it became popularized. People go door to door and teach it, and then it kind of faded out. Everyone knew how to play it, and they adapted it into country music. So it's always been kind of changing. If we look at it from the steel guitar, people adding knee levers, foot pedals, it's always been progressively changing. So you know, you can't just put pedal steel guitar in a song and make it sound country. That doesn't work. It's not the way music works. So sometimes, you know, just make some swells and some ambient noises adds a lot of dimension to a song. But also, you can play it like a rock and roll instrument. It's a stringed instrument. It's a guitar. And just like any string instrument, you can play notes and combine them with other notes, and you can go different places with it. So I really like to just fill in space with it, and then if I can figure out what else to do over top that, then I go from there.
Roger, the 24th annual Northeast Iowa Steel Guitar Show is coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who participate in the Jumpstart Academy also have an opportunity to perform at that show. So after a year of lessons, they're ready to be on stage?
That's exactly right. They're ready. We work hard with them, Charity. We work hard. I've spent many, many hours working with Nathan and my other students, and so have all the other teachers. We put them on stage, and we give them a spot right along with everybody else, And they become professional steel players right off the bat at that point.
How successful do you feel the Jumpstart Academy has been? It sounds like it's spread rapidly. Clearly, Nathan's excited about it. How do you know you're making a difference?
We're making a difference when each time we teach a student and we put them on stage just once, that you can't believe the smile that's on their face. We've taken students and put them up there to play their first set, and when they're done, they get a standing ovation.
Wow.
I mean, that's just like hitting a home run, you know.
And clearly this is a real community, the steel guitar community.
It's huge.
Tell me a little bit about it. What's it like? Why does this bring people together in this way?
It's just the way it is. The joke is you put 50 guitar players in a room, one will come out. You put 50 steel guitar players in a room and everybody comes out and we've all learned everybody's licks, you know? So it's quite a deal. It's a wonderful community, wonderful people.
Do you think that's because it's so hard to play? Is that the difference?
It could be. I don't know. It's just kind of a community. I can't say it any other way. That's about the best way to describe it.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Okay.
Roger Miller is a six-string guitar player. He also plays steel guitar. He's one of the founders of the Jumpstart Academy to spread the oracle of the steel guitar. Also, the 24th annual Northeast Iowa Steel Guitar Show is coming up this weekend, October 21st through the 23rd. You can find out more at steelguitarjam.com. Nathan Emerson, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Charity.
Nathan Emerson, we're going out to the sounds of Nathan Emerson and his band Twins. They're also, he's working on a documentary about the steel guitar called That Thing, That Sound. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.